Okay.
There's a couple components to the question.
I guess stand up. Yeah. And one at a time. Ask one and then two. First question.
So it's one question. It's okay. So in your experience in the practice of Lila Smaran, there's different, like in Raghavartma Chandrika, there's some discussion of mantra, mayi, upasana, focusing on a single mantra to project one into one pastime. But then there's, like in Raghavartma Chandrika, there's some discussion saying that it's not our way, that the Gaudiya way is more to focus on the Ashta Kaliya Lila. But say, and then there's, I can't remember where I read this, but there's some, that one should focus on their favored pastimes. And so I'm wondering, like, when someone's practicing Lila Smaran, if they are so absorbed in a lila that they can't move to the next one, is that a problem if they're not going with
that? No, that's good absorption. There's a biography of Siddha Krishna Das who wrote the Gutika. It's around 1870, he introduced this idea of Gaur Lila Smaran and Krishna Lila Smaran. But for the 300-400 years before that, everyone just did Krishna Lila Smaran. But then Gaudiya, it became popular, or it's been accepted by different Gaudiyas to Gaur Lila Smaran and Krishna Lila Smaran parallel. But that all came about around 1870. The 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th century was just Krishna Lila. And particular gurus and particular lines, they emphasized Krishna Lila Smaran only. Because when it says in Rupa Goswami's, the six Goswamis, they only talk about one Sarup in Vrindavan. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, part 1, chapter 2, verse 295, says, Siddha, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatri. So it says Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatri. The Rupena is singular in Sanskrit. So he says you meditate on your one Sadaka Rup. This is your Sadaka Rup. This is your Rup in Gaur Lila, whatever form you're in, male, female. And your Siddha Rup is in Manjari or some follower of the Brijabasi. The Brajarasas are there. But for the Goswamis and Gaudiyas, it's usually Saki Manjari Bhav. So he says, Seva Sadaka Rupena, Siddha Rupena. Siddha Rupena is singular, so one Siddha Rup. The Goswamis, they don't talk anything about meditating on Asakali Lila of Gauranga. There's some prayer attributed to Rupa Goswami where he's writing something about Asakali Lila Gauranga in a Mool Shloka. For most authorities, it's not in Stavamala, it's not in the collection of Rupa Goswami's writings. They say someone else wrote it recently and put Rupa's name on it. Rupa Goswami did write Mool Shlokas, summary shlokas for Asakali Lila, and that's in Govinda Lilamrita, the first shloka of each yama is written by Rupa Goswami. That's accepted as from Stavamala. So Siddha Krishnadas, he was training people in Lila Smaran in the 1870s, 1880s. And one disciple came and said, oh, because he divided up the day into 60 dandas. 60 dandas means there's 60 24-minute periods in a day. You know, 24 hours becomes 24 minutes times 60. So in those, each danda, it's called Dandatmika Smarana Bhajan. And each 24 minutes, there's like seven or eight pastimes going on in 24 minutes, and then 7, 8. And so Siddha Krishnadas introduced this method of smaran, you know, 11 o'clock, 11:24, 11:24, 11:48. And then all these pastimes, it's like some people are following it and are good at it. So the disciple says, Gurudev, I couldn't follow this dandatmika thing. You know, I was meditating on Madhyan Lila Radhakund. Radharani came out of Radhakund. She said, I lost my ankle bell. And I drove in, I was swimming around looking for the ankle bell. And I, you know, was when I came out and I found the ankle bell, I came out, it was 8 o'clock at night or so. You know, it was like 7-8 hours I was meditating on one part of Lila. So I missed all these Leelas in between I didn't meditate on. I'm sorry, I didn't do my proper bhajan. And Siddha Krishnadas embraced me. He says, ah, now you have attained samadhi and bhajan. You've attained perfection. This is the goal. Because so lost in a Leela, you forget time and space and everything. So that's good. Do that. Get lost in a Leela. Like one guru, Sadhu Baba, my friend Advaita, was asking his guru about smaran, and he said we have to meditate on the, usually the gurus will say you should meditate on the time, whatever time you sit down to meditate, you should meditate on the lila that happens at that time of the day. And his guru said, if you can remember any lila at any time of the day, it's good. So if you can sit down and think of any lila, naturally feel for that, it's good. Do it. Because, you know, basically we never think anything. Now, there's a lot of confusion. You mentioned mantra upasana, and the other is swarasiki. Swarasiki means in your own ras, in your own rati, like you want to love Krishna as a gopi. My leg is cramped. You want to love Krishna as a gopi, that's madhur rati, that's swaras, your own ras. So then you meditate on the Kala Lila of Krishna and the gopis. Mantra upasana, mantra maya upasana, people give all kinds of interpretations, but it means you're chanting your diksha mantras and meditating on yoga pit. That's what it means. Yoga pit is a form. It's a formation where the Gaur Parish Garanga Panchatapa and his leading associates, the Asta Mahants, Asta Kavirajas, and Asta Goswamis, they all gather in the yoga pit, Mandir, and they worship there with Arti. And so you meditate on that in Gaur Lila and Krishna Lila. It's Asta Mandris, Asta Sakis, Asta Upasakis, Radha Govind in the center. It's called Yoga Pit. And you chant your Diksha mantras while meditating on that, and you do some puja first. It's a ritual. This is the only meaning of mantra upasana. People give all a misinterpretation. Even I gave a misinterpretation in my book, Art of Chanting. It was written in year 2000, 20 years ago. I said it, mantra maya upasana means you take some verse that describes a lila, and you just meditate on that verse. And that lila described in the verse. That's not the meaning of mantra maya upasana. Mantra means your diksha mantras, Gopal mantra, Kam Gayatri, etc. Panchatattva mantras. There's Vrindavan dhyan and Navadvip dhyan. You meditate in Navadvip yoga pit and chant your Navadvip mantras and Gayatris. You meditate in Vrindavan yoga pit, you chant your Vrindavan mantras and Gayatris, which means Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri. And Radha Mantra, Radha Gayatri, and other Purimasi, whatever. Purimasi Mantra, Gayatri, whatever mantras your guru gave. That's the meaning of mantra upasana. Everything else is a concoction. This is defined in Sandarbhas and other places. Yoga Pit is mentioned in Govinda Lilamrita and other places. Yoga Pit is described. Is that okay? So that's nice. You absorption is the key note, to be absorbed. Ekagrata. Ekagrata means the mind is fixed on one point. It's part of yoga. So our and Gaudiya line, our meditation, we meditate on Leela with chanting mantra or without chanting mantra. Chanting Diksha mantras, meditating on Leela, chanting Maha mantra, meditating on Leela, or not chanting anything and just meditating on Leela. And doing seva there in that Leela, in your sarup. Your mentally conceived and desired spiritual body, or the spiritual body that's been given by Guru. You meditate on that and do seva.